the matzah. The Rav Chitin may just tell me the mach mispel lishurayim. Maybe that's part of it. It's talking about the kmitza, the part of the mincha that's burnt on the mizbeach that cannot be from chametz. But maybe the shurayim after that, the leftover part of the mincha that the kohen himself eats, maybe there is allowed to make it into chametz. Will mekadish bu, and they'll use these two minchas, these two lachman of chametz for the kiddush. No, but still the pasuk says loytov for chametz chelkom. Mashmo the omar Resh Lakish afilu chelkom loytov for chametz. The pasuk means even chelik, even the shirayim of the mincha after the kohen makes the kmitza and he burns it. Now the leftover the kohen is allowed to eat. Even that part cannot be made chametz. You would ask to eat it for terms of matzah, not for terms of chametz. Since so, we have to use the shiurim mincha for the kiddush of the azaras, and the mincha cannot be made into chametz. So therefore, you cannot use chametz. So Moses says again, Allah Malay, why not? Esher the mekatsha b'shtei alechem the atzeres on Shavuos. The shtei alechem we bring, those are made from chametz. So maybe we'll use the shtei alechem of Shavuos, that's the mincha. We'll use those shtei alechem for the kiddush of the azara. Mishum, the Mor says no. Mishum leyesh, it's not possible. Hechi never. How could we do it? Nivnayu meyesmo. Should we build the base of migdish? Finish it on erev Shavuos. Vinekatsha meyesmo, and we'll be mekadosh it also on erev Shavuos. Shtei alechem is not kodesh yet on erev Shavuos. Shtei alechem v'shchitas kvosim hu dekodshi. The shtei alechem only becomes kodesh after you shech the two kvosim on Shavuos itself. After you bring the two kabbonis of Shavuos, that's mekadosh the shtei alechem. Then the shtei alechem has its kedusha that you cannot eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But before you bring the shnei kvosim, you can eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not sufficient for the kiddush of the azara. If so, nivnayim yesmo tru. Build the Beis HaMikdash era Shavuos, v'nekat sheyidna, and we'll wait a day, and we'll first make the kiddush on Shavuos itself. So Moran says no. Binyan kiddush b'shasa binyan. You have to be mekadosh at the exact time when you finish building, and not later. Okay. So nivnayu b'yomtiv. Let me finish building the Beis Hamikdash on yomtiv itself, on Shavuos itself. V'nikat sh'b'yomtiv, and then we'll use the shtei alechem on Shavuos itself for the kiddush. We'll use it to walk around the azara. So Moran says no. And binyan Beis Hamikdash doich yomtiv. That's the gemara in Yevamis. That we dashin Yoch Rashi says Yochi Ebinim Beis Midrash Derech Shabbat Amloima Eshav Soyser Tishmaru O Migdashi Tiru Ani Hashem Kukum Chiyav Nechvaidi. That you're not allowed to build the Beis Midrash on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So you cannot build the Beis Midrash on Yom Tov. So it sounds like this: Nishavkei Lebosar Hochi V'Nivninu. So let's leave over the Shtei Alechem until after Yom Tov, and we'll first build it after Yom Tov. V'Nekadshei, and we'll be Mekadosh the Beis Midrash the next day. The Gemara says, no, Yisrael Lablina. The Shtei Alechem has a Gushas Aguf. There'll be a Psulina. You're not allowed to leave it over to the next day. You can only eat it the day of Shavuos and the night, but not the next day. The Gemara says, okay, still this night to then. Nivnayu Mimala Yoyma. Let's build it, most of it, the whole thing almost, Erev Yomtiv. V'nishayu Bar Purta. And we'll leave over a little bit the Kiddush Yoyma until the end of Shavuos. Le'alta Nigmarei. And right after Shavuos, Moitzoi Shavuos, right away, we'll finish the Binyan Abayis, V'nikashe, and then we can still use the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is kosher the day of Shavuos and the night afterwards. So that night we'll finish building the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the time we'll be Mekadoshit. Mer says, no, it's also no good. And Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla, that's a loch, you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night time. The Yomar Abaya, Mina Yin Shein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla, how do we know this? Shneimer Pasuk says, ובייום הוקם את המשכן. So it's a דיוק, בייום מקימוי, בלילה אין מקימוי. You can't put up the Mishkan בלילה, it has to be דווקא בייום. So you can only build the Beis HaMikdash בייום. You cannot build it on Yom Tov. The Shtei Alechem is only usable either on Yom Tov or Moitzoi Yom Tov. And those two times you cannot build it. Therefore it's not possible to use the Shira Mincha to make it into Chametz. The Shira Mincha that's used to be Mekadosh around the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, was made from Matzah, not from Chametz. No, Bayi Sheni. The Mekadosh is the Bayi Sheni. Tana Rabbonin.
Shir Shel Toida. It says also we used to sing, say a shir to Shastei Umekadesh Yerushalayim. So what was it? Shir Shel Toida. They said Mizma Masoida. The Chinoiros with the Kinoros with the Kino with the harps of an volume of Tzitzolim, different type of instruments. Al Kol Pino Pino on every corner of Yerushalayim. We are called Evan Gedolah Shel Yerushalayim on every big stone in Yerushalayim. They said the shir of Mizma Masoida. The Yerma, they also said, Aramincha Hashem Kidli Soni, and they also said then, Vishir Shopagoyim. They said, Yosha Besaisim. They said, Vishir to protect you from Pagoyim, from Mazikim. So Rashi says, Aramincha Hashem, who Mizma Shir Chanukas Abayis. Said, that's fitting to say it now. Vishir Shopagoyim, that's Yosha Besaisim, that's us protect us from Mazikim. Rashi says, Pagoyim means Mazikim, Shopagoyim of Nayodim Lahazik. So they said, Vishir, in order my says to protect Yushalayim. The Yeshem, some call the Shir of Yeshem, besides there, Shir Shon Negoyim. Shir to protect you not to have a Nega. So man, the Yom Adin Negoyim, the Chsiv, it says in this capital, the Nega La Yikra of Yolecha. So it's also protection, and now we're coming and having Grushas, Yerushalayim, may there be a Nega. We say a Mizmo, we should not have a Nega. O man, the Yom Adin Negoyim, the Chsiv, Yipa Mitzit Chelef, Rovavri. The Yom Adin, you say at the beginning of it, Yeshem, besides Yerushalayim, it's all Shabbos Leinon, Ad Kiatov, Hashem Machsi, Elyon Santi Manecho, the Chois of Yom Mizmol of David, the Vorkhul of Absholom, the Noi, Hashem Morabu Tzorai, Ad Hashem Yeshua Lanko Vepasek Hashem. These are the Kapitla Chavtilim, they said, the Shas, they will be in the Kadesh, Yerushalayim. The Elimor says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Omal Hu, Lahani Kroi, the Goni. Right before he went to sleep, he used to say this. This was his Krish Malamita, like we say, Yeshua B'Seis Elyon. He said his Pasha to protect him from the Mazikim. So that's the question, Hechi Yavad Hachi, how did he say these Sukkim before he went to sleep? That I should protect him. Ivami Abishub Levi, he himself said, Osa Lisrapas B'Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to use Divrei Torah to heal you. You can't use it for a Rafua. So here you're using it to protect you. So Mer says, no, Lohagin Shani, true, if you use it just to protect you, that's all right. But if you have a makar, then the pshat is, you're not supposed to use Divrei Torah. You could daven to Hashem, but not use the Divrei Torah, they should be the refua. So I'm asked the question, V'yelu, what are you telling me? Kiyama also, Yika makar. When did he say it's only also? When there's a makar, you have a wound, and now the refua you're using is Divrei Torah. Yika makar, also the sulay, it's only also. I've yotnan, we learned in the Mishnah Chelik, somebody has a makkah and he whispers, he says Divrei Torah on it, is he's like making fun of the Torah. He's taking the words of the Torah and says that should be healing, that should go in and be the refuah. So it's a big avirus. Here it's only mashma that it's also. So Mar says, that that we said there, it's only if he spits first. There is really being mavaz of the Torah that first he spits and then he sends the Divrei Torah into the makkah. There is ein lechelik. But if you do not spit, you just say your words on the makkah to heal you. That's tam osa. Our case here is before he went to sleep, he said these psukim to protect him from the mazikim logim ishani. Then the Mishnah says bez the makkah mishnei toidah zachreim. The name you want to tell me the bez din kami toidah. That first walked the Shuvin Tzakenim, the Bezdin Agodom, and then two Kahanim were carrying the Toidus. Asli, Ivak Siddha Pasuk says, V'yelachachreya Moshaya v'chatzi Shor Yehuda. Mashma, they went into the Toidah. The Toidah went first and then they walked. So Master Shawakikoma, Bezdin Mahalchin, Bezdin walked first. Bezdin Mahalchin were walking, Ushay Toidus Malechis. But, Ubezdin Achreya, Bezdin was walking after them. Yeah. Now, Kate said Mahalchis, how did they walk? Now, they had two toidas, so around Yerushalayim it was the two lachmam chomets of the toida, and a coin, each coin was carrying one. So how did the two kahanim walk? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chada, Mazu, Kenegazu, side one against the other. The Chada, Mazu, Achazu, the one in front of the other. Mandiya, Mazu, Kenegazu, side by side. Hach, the Mekarv, the coin, the one that was closer to the wall of Yerushalayim, Panimis, what's called the Panimis? The one that's closer to the coin. Man the yom azu one after another. It says hapnimis is eaten. It says mishnah the inside one is eaten. That's half the mekarv of the bezdin, the one that's closer to the bezdin. So tanan it says now mishnah hapnimis necheles the inside lechem you're allowed to eat. The achitzen of the outside one is the surface. So why? Bishlam Laman the Yom Zu Achazu, they went one back of the other, Atlhochi to Nimis Nechelis, the inside one that went second, Yularit, Mishum the Asyachitsoino, Kaimevikitcho, because the outside went first and it was Makadish the Mokum. So it still has now the Kedushas Yerushalayim here, so when you bring the second lechem there, there's not a Psu Yaitzei. Therefore, the second one you're allowed to eat, but the first one has a Psu Yaitzei. El Laman Diyamazu Kenegazu, they went sideways equally, Tavai Bahavi Adadi Kwan Mekachi. They're both being Mekadish at the same time, so Manashach, why one is burnt and one is eaten? So one says, no, the time, according to your reason also. Laman Diyamazu Achazu, they went one after another, Chod Demi Mekachi, so what do you want to tell me? The first one that went out first, that went to the outer portion of Yerushalayim, really at that time it was Yotzein, but right after it's Mekadishit, is one Lecha Mekadish, Hakol Shloi Nasas B'chol Eilu Tanan. You have to have everything that was learned here to give it a Kiddush. So you have to have two Lachman, not one, and Vafilu will soon see a Machlekes. L'man Diyom B'yachas M'chol Eilu, it's enough of one of these things, but Hani Tavai Yuchad Mitzvi, the Shtei Toidah, the two Lachman, for sure it's one Mitzvah. So if you just take one lechem, when you walk outside with a Yishlayim, that's not Mekadish Yishlayim. So if you tell him now it's a Svara, that they have a Psu Yotzei, they both should be the same way. They both should be Nisrefes. So why is one eaten and one is burnt?